Montana State Senator Jennifer Fielder came to Utah this week to swap ideas at the Western Republican Leadership Conference. Fielder says Western states need to take control of federal lands because states can do a better job of managing wildlife, forests, and range.
What we're dealing with is failed federal policies. They're failing our communities. They're failing our environment. They're failing our people. They're failing our lands.
Fielder supports the latest efforts to force the federal government to surrender more than 600 million acres to the Western states. So does Utah Congressman Rob Bishop. He says that Congress can help stop regulatory overreach. Bishop says the Endangered Species Act is a good example of what needs to change.
Far too often, Congress has written wonderful ideas into legislation and then turned it over to the agencies to start coming up with the rules and regulations. We've got to stop that. Congress has now got to put specific language in there because we've seen how this administration and these agencies have run, have just gone too far with what was never intended.
Bishop says Western lawmakers can get the support of their Eastern counterparts by telling how federal mismanagement costs taxpayers billions of dollars and shortchanges schoolchildren. GOP leaders from 12 Western states heard about strategies like these over the past couple of days. Utah Republican Party Chairman James Evans says more than 1,000 people signed up for a rally Friday.
We culminate with our huge rally at Southtown. We have Senator Ted Cruz, the Republican National Committee Chairman, Reince Priebus, other elected officials, and we're focused on how being united as a Republican Party, we're much stronger.
Utah Senator Mike Lee is also expected to be at the rally. On Saturday, the state's Republicans will gather at Southtown for their statewide party convention. Judy Fays, KUER News.